Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons. And we're here on radio spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to all of you that's in the free world, as well as those of you that are behind prison bars, to let you know what Jesus can do. Amen. Jesus is your friend. Yes, he is. Amen. The best friend you can have. Praise God. Amen. We've been doing a Bible teaching from the 5th chapter of Galatians. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, as we talked about, amen, in Galatians, the 5th chapter, praise God, amen, verse number, praise the Lord, 4, praise God, amen. Christ has come no effect unto you, whoever that are justified by the law, amen, because you have fallen from grace. And grace means that you haven't received the salvation that Jesus brought here. And it's sad when you got people trying to go to heaven their way. This is not Burger King. You can't have it your way. You're not the king over here. There's only one king. That is Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to crown him king. So you got to do it God's way. I'm telling you, you got to do it God's way. You can't have it your way. You got to do it God's way. Praise God. Amen. So the thing I'm telling you is this. Amen. There's no need to try to go to heaven just because you fried chicken. Fried chicken. It was a good cook in the kitchen. Amen. You cannot fry chicken and expect God going to accept you into heaven because you fried so many chicken legs and all that good stuff. Praise God. The Lord going to let you in for that. Amen. Some people visit the sick. Amen. That's good. You visit the sick. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Help people that's in need. Fed the hungry. All of that's wonderful. But that do not substitute for your salvation through the blood of the Lamb. I'm telling you, you got to be born again. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. If you want to make heaven your home. Praise God. Amen. And people need to understand, know that. Amen. You got to live right. The preacher got to live right. The church members got to live holy. The digging got to live holy. If you want to make heaven your home. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's, amen, go back to the lesson. Galatians 5 and pick up where you left off at. What verse you left?
Galatians 5 and 5.
Amen. Galatians 5 and 5.
For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.
Amen. I'm telling you now, praise God, righteousness by faith is through Jesus Christ. Jesus come to put righteousness in our hearts. Calls you to live right. That's holiness. Amen. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things, not some things, but all things come new. When Christ get in you, he changes your way and your attitude. You don't lie no more. You don't steal no more. You don't curse no more. Praise God. Amen. That's right. You don't use profanity. How can you be saved using profanity? You cannot be saved, amen, talking like, acting like the devil. Praise God. I'm telling you, Jesus come to clean your conversation up. that you don't curse no more. You don't use no more profanity. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord come to change your life and make your life brand new. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. Jesus bring forth a change. A change that will last. It starts on the inside and works on the outside. And brought about a change in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. That's the righteousness of faith. By faith.
And said, for in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love.
Amen. In Jesus Christ, amen, church traditions, church customs, amen, all of that don't avail us to anything. But, amen, being able to believe this gospel, believe in salvation through the blood of the Lamb, being washed, being sanctified, being born again by the power of God. That's the love that Paul is talking about here. Amen. Jesus said, greater love than a man, no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friend. Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross so that we could have eternal life on the inside, that we can be free. That's the most important thing. That's why I preach it on radio. Amen. I don't preach traditions. I don't preach customs. I preach salvation through Jesus Christ. And a lot of people get hung up on traditions. They get hung up on customs. Praise God. But we need to get hung up on Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Get salvation through the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Because like I said, amen, bear repeating. St. John 14 and 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. You must go through Jesus to get to God. Amen. That's because I'm a Jesus man. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm a Jesus man.
That's all right. Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith worketh by love. Amen. And that's what the love that Jesus has for us, to come on the inside of our soul and make our life brand new. Amen. I'm telling you, Jesus come to save people from sin.
Amen.
Amen. Folk, don't you know folk can go to hell in the church like they can out there in the world? Amen. Joining a church don't save you. But, amen, being born again into the royal family, washed by the blood of the Lamb, that will save you. Amen. Being part of that church without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish, that one that can save you. Praise the Lord. Amen. You got to get the change in your heart. Transformation in your heart. If you want to make heaven your home. Because this is an inside job. It starts on the inside and works on the outside. Praise the Lord. Amen. It don't just work on the outside and the inside still messed up. And you got some Christians like that. They look good on the outside, but on the inside, amen, the devil is raging. Amen. But I'm here to let you know, when Christ come in you, it starts on the inside and works on the outside. And it brings forth a change in your life. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What did the next verse say, Missionary Velvet?
Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
Amen. And some people do good. Amen. Like I said earlier. Sometimes they be loving the church so much, love the way of the Lord, so much that they start doing good by, amen, cooking, amen, frying chicken and all of that, amen, trying to feed the hungry, amen, clothe the naked, praise God, amen, doing all these good things. You run well, but who hindered you? Who stopped you from being living holy? Amen. Who stopped you from living holy? Praise God. Amen. You gave your offerings to support the ministries, support the mission fields, all that good stuff. But who stopped you from getting sanctified through the blood? Amen. Who stopped you from, amen, getting a life in your soul that you can live right and live holy before the unseen eyes of God? Who stopped you? Some people think they can go to heaven just because it was good. But being good is not enough. You got to be washed in the blood. You got to be born again if you want to make heaven your home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I know it's a powerful message. Praise God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Amen. Talking about stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. Don't be entangled with the yoke of bondage. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in our bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Change their lives. Turn their life around. Make their future brighter than their past. Amen. Lord, those that's on segregation, isolation, Lord, touch their lives. Make their life brand new. Change their lives. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Bill.
Praise and praise the song. Say, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves us so much that he wants us to have our rightful place with the Lord. And we'll be able to make it to heaven when our time comes. He wants us to be ready while we're here in this present world. The wise in the song said, fix me, Jesus, fix me, while I'm in this world. The Lord can mold us and make us into who we need to be. All we have to do is call on the name of Jesus and allow him to do it for us. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. And he wants what's best for you. Just give him a chance. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, for everybody in the whole wide world, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vail and myself. The Lord will open up doors that we might be able to go to, amen, get into more jails and prisons. Amen. And to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because I'm telling you, in prison work, the most important thing is being accepted, being cleared. And that's what it is. Because you got to go through background checks and a lot of, amen, things you got to do in order to get in there to share the gospel. So pray for us, amen, as we take care of these items and take care of these things, that we might be able to get in there and do what the Lord called us to do. Amen. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. It's a powerful website. Amen. www.heavenboundtrain.org. Learn more. If you'd like to send donations, gifts, or tax-deductible gifts, you can do so through our PayPal button or secure button. Amen. To help us pay radio bills and take care of expenses. Praise God. Amen. And those of you that's incarcerated can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates can write for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. To his broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.